From PR News in Washington, I'm getting worse. Doctors say they're basketball fans, and Michigan State battles with PR News. Lawyers say
Bob had little chance of winning.
Reverend Jesse Jackson climbed the side of St. Peter's Dome before he killed 9 people, then himself. Authorities demanded Pope John Paul start a lottery to help brain-damaged PR News, Washington.
The Soul Genius
What are they trying to prove anyway?
Beats me.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam. I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. It is this. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
To the panel on your right.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. Yet much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
I Stang am in a big bobbly hurry, and so tonight's show is a rerun.
Ah, there's that announcement I was announcing earlier. If you were with us, probably you aren't anymore, but if you were, you remember I was introducing Stang, and here he is.
But not of an hour of slack, not even of a minute of slack, nay, but rather of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse from WREK Atlanta.
Actually, this is the Thanksgiving Subgenius Executive Banquet from the Palm Palms right here in downtown Berkeley. We aren't wherever he said at all. This is in Berkeley.
And not this time won by the good Reverend Susie the Floozy, but a mental classic by her co-pod was the Lymph Node Institute.
I'm Doc, and I'm Bugsy.
We're going to discuss the brain this evening in the interest of the magic dancing giants above us.
It's funny because your brain will fill in gaps as needed, especially yes. When you're receiving everything through your ear holes.
All of these can be prepared in the morning.
So if you hear any extra noises, it's just the...
That's always a help for the hostess on her own.
The subliminal dancing giant. We're not really, as far as you know, hammering anything into your brain.
It's for your benefit, Atlanta, and places beyond.
Let me get a visual here.
Yeah, Dobbs, this is, you know who this is. I'm going to get to the point right now. You and me, AMPM, Market Street. Be there, buy me a Frosty, maybe a hot dog or taquito. We'll sell this right now. We'll see who's doing some quote-unquote slacking, if you know what
well,
I mean.
What we want to do is talk about what happened on November 22nd, 1963.
I'll tell you what happened. That's when good old Walter Three Toes Johnson came in and pitched a perfect game. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Good. Now let me get to the point once again. Pizza Hut versus Domino's. Go.
I'm sorry, that's not the discussion the
yes, it is.
Topic
it,
this
I was
evening.
There.
Wait, yes, okay, I'm yes, a new caller.
I,
no,
also,
I am a new
was
caller.
Here, was
is
there.
Don Joyce there? He has a very
not
youthful voice.
Not the prettiest sight.
Don?
The Nash
is
Ramblers
you?
Here.
Izzy isn't, if you don't mind.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Isn't.
Yes.
Question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
I've heard some past shows from Frank
really
I think
quiet,
you sound though. Like a young man. You're doing well. Are you doing some kind of herbal supplements?
Yeah, I am a young man.
Don?
And he's pulling the eyepiece
wow.
over the rearmost position.
Sure, okay.
Right. I'm a very young man.
Adjusting opticular resolution.
Are you trying to say some pedophilia
He's not trying.
Stuff,
he's not trying.
No, no, I'm just
saying.
Out of high school.
Don. You got to be at least 62. Let's just be honest here.
No, I just graduated from high school. What was it, 3-4 years ago?
You sound like some sort of game show host, first of all. As you know, traditionally, they usually range about 40 to 62.
All right.
Now, are these the types of callers Don? You get on your show?
Yes, Mr. Dobbs.
Is this all there is?
10
is
seconds.
This all there is? We're
right,
ready
here,
to talk about the
right
Kennedy assassination.
Andre the Giant versus Bob Dobbs. Go.
Sorry, you are incorrect.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
And cheese, and still more cheese.
High-speed presses, rapid transportation, mass distribution, all have combined to put the vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
And that fresh vegetable platter that looks like an artist's palette with its vigorous outdoor color. Your mixed salad, so simple apparently, but actually a combination of various shades of green and contrasting textures.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Yeah, cram the stuff real tight.
Together.
It's paradise.
Delicious.
This is the legal ID for the Subgenius Thanksgiving executive.
No!
89.3.
And did you know that we're also carried in Alaska and London, England?
Wow, I didn't know that. But
right now.
Amazing. Do we know those numbers?
I don't have them right on the tip of my desk here.
Of course we can be found all the time at kpfa.org.
So remember, you have
podcasting.
You have a lot of people in Alaska and England who have never heard of this group, this cult, this organization, this foundation, this church, whatever the preferred term is.
Never heard of it?
That's right.
What?
So you're speaking you are hardly preaching to the choir here. You are preaching to the completely ignorant.
That makes no difference. I think Reb Stang has got to.
If he's
doing the spirit
right.
of.
Go ahead.
If the Holy Spirit is possessing Reb Stang, he has to try to tell the truth.
It's
that
not a Holy Spirit at all. It's nothing but the pressure from my flu nads down below.
Well, the
it's
same
my
thing.
Flame
this
primate
is where
urge that Bob freed in me. He said, Reverend Stang, take your pants off, go forth, stand on car hoods and preach. I didn't do it.
Yeah, have you not seen the tape of that on the internet?
I remember him when he asked you that. He said you would be rich if you did that.
We put out an old videotape of Stang's pants leaving his body, and it's on the internet. It's been on there for like 8 years.
Well, I was being a good subgenius.
You know, Subgenius was the second website ever.
You disobey Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he says slash off.
Before there were webs or sites or any of that stuff, the people that were beginning that process came to the Subgenius Church and said, can we borrow the word? Because there was so much of the word.
I know.
And they said, you can be the content or content.
Yep.
And the injection of the syrup.
And also, if you want, you have to beg for it. But I'll tell you the story of why Bob gets shot in the movie Fight Club.
Oh, really?
Hyperimmunization, that's what we call it.
He was shot in 84 in the night of Slack.
Yes, he was. And Michael Pepe was there in a three-piece suit during...
I think afterwards... The whole story was given to me under hypnosis because I'm losing parts
even
of that.
Well, I think that's the kind of thing we're only can talk about.
Homosexuals.
I'm just trying to sort out all these voices.
Sadist.
This college radio stuff.
Well,
it just makes me feel like I'm on
something. Right now, Reverend Stans, you are covering all of Northern and Central California.
You guys there.
All of Arnold Schwarzenegger's breadbasket.
You know, and...
Hey, there's this redheaded girl here in Vallejo needs to know about her. She's a
girl in Vallejo? Girls?
So has Reverend Funny Name called in yet?
Yes,
no,
her name is...
Reverend Mystery Boy.
Hey, her name is Kim.
The caller?
Where is Dr. Hal?
Her name's Kim. She's sitting next to me. I have her off.
Has anyone stopped to think about J.R. Bob Dobbs and to thank him and give thanks on this day of thanks that has just
been
too late now? He's not listening now.
Actually,
he might be. So bend over and pray to Bob.
Look, and the caller has bent
over.
Thanks to display
whatever it was that you have to give
most,
thanks.
Most private part, his
thanks,
wallet.
Say, Bob, thanks for you.
Hey, tell Kim.
Thanks for being there, Bob.
and but, other sex.
Thanks for ignoring me, Bob. Thanks for not torturing me
also,
as much as you
beautiful
could
beautiful listening audience. Yeah. Remember, you have an amazing opportunity here to speak to the hierarchy of the subgenius
church. Think how might you have it compared.
The highest level people ever
what
around.
Kim.
And Shaw was the
I only worry that I know too much. I should know less.
Oh, yeah, you wish.
I wish
they all say they all think they know too much.
If I could only
you don't know nothing.
I know, but I know that very well.
Oh, if only we could know nothing. No, that is the goal of every true world religion is to truly know nothing.
That's why I keep
it here. Appreciate something. In fact, we don't even need much. Once you really know nothing, very little will get you off.
Yeah, I try to know as little as possible. Then every movie you haven't seen before, every book you haven't read before,
they're so good.
Now, see
until you see it.
Then a number of doctors have always kind of let down. The pace slows down.
Just try even go out there and mess with that movie or that book. Just if you can learn to get off on nothing, you've got it made.
You don't have to go to the movies.
This is a picture of a major American problem, an ugly sore eating away at the wall, at the wall, at the wall, at the wall. It's one of the commonest causes of death, pain, and unhappiness.
There's nothing too mysterious about it, really.
Work. Such suffering needn't be. As in this case of one man's fight, his fight against work.
What's the matter with you?
Why does a man act like this? Burn that day. At the office? Responsibility? It doesn't look good.
The gnawing, the burning.
Various drugs, acid.
What you think has no bearing whatever on your condition.
The acid's working nice. Go deeper.
You've got to face up to reality.
So you vomit.
That irregular bulge there.
Problem from work. Get the kind of food and medication that helps relax it and takes the bite out of the acid.
I'm talking about feelings, not thinking. Not logic, emotions.
Now, wait a minute. That still spells jerk to me, and I don't like it. Only a complete idiot would act that way. A complete idiot.
I don't care about anything.
Don't ever let me forget that.
And I'm paying you for medicine, not a bunch of crazy theories. Do something about it.
Does a man really have to buy love, pay cash for it, acting like a machine instead of a human being? That's right. Ball me down, down, down. Life can be worth living down at the office.
Yes, that's right. How about it? Are you crazy?
I'm a sucker, 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 hopelessly suburban. So many fat ladies with their babies and their hairstyles from the 80s. I have to kiss their asses if I want to keep my job. See the youngsters dressed like gangsters answering their pagers. When their mommies call, let's do some shopping, get there early, go downstairs and get a says, hello, my name is Paul.
The Bean Weevils did that song, friends, from their one album, The Bean Weevils. See, beanweevils.com. Which we bought from Bean, CD, that is, when we saw his band in San Francisco at the Ask Dr. Howell show at Café du Monde, just before we did this five-hour Thanksgiving sub-genius business banquet on the Over the Edge and Puzzling Evidence shows on KPFA in Berkeley, with Don Joyce of Negative Land and Doug Wellman, Puzzling Evidence, mixing up us guests, Dr. Philo Drummond, the original Overman, Pope Michael Pepe, Dr. Hal Robbins, Princess Wee Ardo, and the callers, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, and that's mostly what this particular hour of Slack and several future ones will be. Except for all of the remix collage musical cut-ups by Reverend Norrell Preff, which is most of the collages in this show that are longer than 33 seconds. And for the PR news and the collages shorter than or equal to 33 seconds, which are mostly by Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr. Friends, the background music is by the Flying Ryan Brothers from Blue Marble right now, their CD. That's ryanetics.com. Praise the guitar tech skills of Reverend Jimmy Ryan and his brother Johnny. You don't need money.
Save $10.
Well, a little bit. Well, you need, actually,
you need a little to
stay away. Send in the money to Bob. J.R. Bob Dobbs, that is,
really,
not one of these false
behind
Bobs.
The assassination of
is that,
there's a lot of false Bobs,
you know,
running around.
Bobs.
As was predicted in Book of the Subgenius, he said, didn't he?
There
said, there shall
many
come many like unto me.
I knew Garrison.
But if
many
they
years,
froppeth not and die.
That's what I was thinking.
And if they have not the diverticulitis of Mamie, then they are false Bobs. And he said, kill him. Because if it ain't really Bob,
on the radio, folks,
then they deserve to die.
You
and if it's
right.
really Bob,
or
then he can't die.
Right. But he was killed anyway.
He was killed for you.
He couldn't, No, he was killed by...
He didn't die for you, but he was killed for you by Puzzling Evidence. Puzzling Evidence killed him for you.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right.
He did it for you.
The guilt,
and yet you just walk about your daily life just thinking, oh, well, I'll just buy this stuff and work this job. They don't stop and think, Puzzling Evidence killed Bob for me.
Reverend Stang, when you think about that, you cause yourself to black out.
Yeah.
So most people can't think of that. We ask them not to think of that.
It's too much.
Certainly not right
now. It's
too
big.
At 1:15 in the morning.
It's too big for 1:15 in the morning. It's too big for most people's hearts to take.
Or their minds.
It's too big for my mind.
It's just
shut
like
down.
Bang. It's like the whole universe. It's just such a huge idea of slack. I mean, it's it just takes in... It makes the rest of the world seem like Bambi.
The rest of the world is Bambi. A cute little doe.
It's
a beautiful doe.
Compared to the...
A weird doe. A weird doe.
And the abnormalities are corrupting.
Also, didn't Bob say, let there be frop?
The mind
that was another
part.
It's happening right now upstairs.
Wait a minute.
Thou shalt frop.
Rev Stang, I'm going to take a have a frop zippy-lops.
Quick, run over there.
Just great.
I need to have a sanctity.
Exactly.
Don't get your lips close to it.
Yeah. Do it twice.
Okay.
Reverend Stang, now you and I can talk at a more reasonable pace.
Over,
this is something I enjoy in the show. And the rhythms of the show always give you a better
opportunity to have more. This show is great.
Okay.
I'm ready. It's a really good show. Hey, you want to hit a show, man? Take it
more.
You got any more book?
I can't get enough.
This stuff is great. You know, I got some new CD from Negative Land. All right, so
I just want to talk about the church and JFK's murder. And yeah, the great city
Day
of Dallas
went right by, and I hardly even noticed. I was so I was shooting at turkeys.
Weren't we all?
The thing is, when you start studying the Dobbs assassination, it opens up such a huge can
of worms.
The next thing you know, you're studying.
You know, it makes me think of
pornography.
Yeah, exactly,
and,
exactly.
Drugs,
so, right?
And, all kinds.
I have
of
for years asked that people not
activities.
Give a hoot about who killed Bob.
That
it just doesn't matter,
so
folks. Get a life, move
Bob
on.
Dead?
For bet? No,
what?
No. Nothing.
Bob's dead.
Nothing.
We all killed
old
Bob.
Man.
Why not?
No.
Why?
After
if
all, it was you and me.
And we give Catatania a splendid opportunity to protest.
Let
some
me please introduce
guys.
Myself.
So we were trying to tie in the 60s to Bob's death. At least I was in my mind when I stood up too quickly there.
Nothing, of course, was done.
Princess We Are Doe is here in the studio tonight. She is descended from her her spaceship. She is the queen of all the unidentified flying objects, which unfortunately doesn't do us a whole lot of good. So we can't identify them.
And you must remember, like comrade, protest our weapons too.
Yes, comrade.
I must have taken that
must
to
be suspicious.
The dock shock.
Very, very suspicious.
Yeah, we will cover the pool of blood, but not right now.
Yeah, leave it uncovered. And
you want to give a plug for your show?
Salty smell.
You should give you should give a plug for your show. On your college station.
Well, the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack is originates in the heads of the Subgeniuses, and then makes its way onto several stations.
So many
all of them
messages.
Found at www.subgenius.com.
You don't
there
know
are the one-eyed
on.
Og Vorbis shows. They're the new scurrying MP3 shows with a million legs.
They'll
run right up your pants leg. And bite you! Is that
bite
slack?
You.
Perhaps it could be for you.
Is real.
You won't know until you try. Now, will you?
Anything.
Or are you chicken? I thought
the
so.
We've got you coming and going.
Yeah,
we assault you with
we
so many contradictory
cocaine.
Messages.
That
sooner or later, your brain
laid
breaks
out a
open
table
wide.
Of it.
That you
and
don't
say,
know what
okay,
all
just shut
that's how
up.
It worked in those days.
Insidious feature of these publications.
But the way this show works is we have to walk up these spooky
13-step
stairs. You tape? Really?
The tape?
Violin and bird guitar.
What?
Well, you fellas better go on up and get completely wasted.
Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ward.
Ward? I don't think at all.
Mom and Dad, putting me down.
Because I must.
Well? Mom and Dad, weirdos. Pot smokers and speed freaks, phonies.
You don't understand.
Don't be weirdos.
We knew you were something aimless and unreal.
I wasn't.
Come back. Come back aimless and unreal.
I've tried many times.
My first dream.
Split each other.
So that each may find his own thing. And I didn't. Well, where is this thing?
Down.
Mother has remained behind me. A second ago, she gently touched my thing.
Sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. Planning to use rotten, filthy, lascivious junk. Rock. It's the beat. It's the beat. You can get beat. Beat. Teenage girls. Baby. Beat. Jungle. Beat. Jungle. Beat. Stir them up.
Beach.
Sex on the streets.
Norel Pref, friends. www.heavyconfetti.com.
From PR News in Washington on going public with a terrorist threat to New York's subway system.
Economists expected labor because of labor.
It does suggest workers, even though those workers did not work.
Economists expected PR News.
On Wall Street 5-10-2-2. The House of Representatives has narrowly approved six new PR News in Washington.
The Warren Commission met. They never even called.
So did you guys go do it? Did you guys do what you had to do?
And so in 1965, Garrison was in Washington, D.C.
That's the way the show is sometimes, folks. You have to do it by yourself. You're sitting there listening, and you're thinking, these guys just don't do it for me. I mean, these guys just talk and talk and talk. That's all they do. Who the hell cares? It's like 6, 10, 18 guys talking. Who the hell cares?
Sometimes a female.
Well, and then, of course, the callers fly to the phones.
And Hale-Bard's tossed out of school.
And he was left out in the Alaskan wilderness by himself as his plane's motor failed.
Told the people on the Warren Commission not to talk about what they heard in the closed session.
And he said, in this wonderful shot where the cameraman dropped his camera and shot up and caught Alan Dulles with a six-floor window in the background saying, you'll probably not know what happened here in your lifetime.
They constantly portray abnormal sexual behavior.
Yeah, the JFK thing's wonderful.
And
now it's passed from history into myth. There is no truth anymore. There was once. Something happened in that place. But there's no sense looking for it now.
You're crazy out of your mind. You don't know if anything is real. Anything.
The reality of reality is not reality.
Just too much. What's real? What's not? When you stand out in Dealey Plaza and there's Robert Groden selling his little books, like, what does he sell? Oh, like that one, the one underneath the book is so genius. The one underneath there is like a Robert Groden book.
It costs nothing.
Big old table. What is it? Coffee table pictures of Bob Death.
And properly used, they create an odor.
That's the first book of the century.
Not too many times, please.
A real onion odor.
From PR News in Washington, I'm the strongest in South Asia in 100 years. The Bush administration is releasing its flu pandemic. Workers who actually produced the vaccine would be hospitalized with the illness. Former President Jimmy Carter says faulty Democrats circulated in the past year and a half. About 1,500 union machinists broke down early today.
Machinists in Los Angeles.
Tens of thousands of machinists trapped in the mountainous region of Los Angeles.
In fact, for PR News, I'm already in Los Angeles.
Thousands of machinists in Florida. On Wall Street, 6-10-6-3-5-5-8. U.S. military officials say at least PR News died in Washington.
Now turn that thing on. You can do this five-hour show. I knew Bob for what he was. I knew the subpoenas for what they were. I'm not repeating myself.
Then you are opposed to kidnapping these spacemen.
This one's closer, but
no,
I don't
we
know
are
if
only
it's,
opposed
better.
To kill it.
The headphones are universally bad.
Kill the space
every
man.
Other kind of deep.
Friend. You know, Bob's promise says that on July 5th, 1998, when that day finally comes, that you, the subgenius, will be given great power over the pinks and normals. What will you choose to do with that power, friend? Will you choose to just wantonly slay the normals? Your old fifth grade teacher who embarrassed you that one time? Are you going to kill her? Are you going to torture her for years? Set up a robo-beast that'll terrorize her crippled body forever?
Are you?
Friend, or are you going to think twice and think how these creatures can be used?
Reverend Stanton, are you saying you can rent these creatures?
Vengeance for years.
Are you renting out these subgenius, hideous creatures?
You can go.
You know, the hideous creature depends on what your dreams are, my friend. If you have hideous dreams, then that's what your creature will be like. If you have pretty dreams, then you'll have that sex goddess or whatever it was that you had in mind.
Yeah.
So You better hope that you have pure
suddenly,
thoughts.
Suddenly, after
are you
my pure
asleep?
Thoughts.
There when I was. When X day suddenly comes upon
sitting
you,
next to JFK.
Like a thief in the night, or in the middle of your day.
It's November 22nd, 12:20 in the afternoon.
Are you ready? Are you going to be thinking
JFK,
about some
Mr.
monster
Mrs.
movie
Kennedy
you
and
saw?
Are heading down
and then forever you'll be trapped in the world of that monster movie or that bad commercial or that bad date you were on. Instead, when you should have been at church worshiping Bob. But which, by the way, can happen in a bar.
Is that a one little mob sound guy?
Sounds like a one-man army.
That's that pull my finger
guy.
Oh,
that's the governor.
Oh, Arnold. Yeah, it's a pull my finger guy. This week's great, hilarious, new, trendy...
Your comrade.
Okay, pull my
see,
finger guy.
See if that
okay,
makes
that
any
was
difference.
Over.
I was told maybe...
Next.
300,000 volts of electricity.
Get it up, fooling around.
And give it up!
Living hell of another world.
Banging it.
Earth is always painting.
Break it down.
Break down.
Burst into flame.
Come up. Hit another jack.
Freaky boys jamming.
Free me.
God.
Here come the funk.
Horrible monster.
Is she ready?
Isn't he handsome?
It was all in your mind.
Let me out. Live.
Must let it crawl. Only thus can the whole evil be destroyed.
Give my toys.
Power.
Productive. Programmed your brain.
We pump it up.
Release her.
Romantic, isn't it?
Shut up and sit down.
Skin.
Sublimated.
Take it outside.
That was interesting.
Time to rock.
Wonderful.
You do not respond.
Must learn to obey. You
will like to make love to me.
Young and beautiful.
Norel Pref.
From PR News in Washington, I'm beating cosmonaut Sergei Krikalev following the weekend's massive PR news. In India, the Prime Minister says more than $110 in federal aid for victims in India, killing 30.
No.
President Bush caused hundreds of deaths. The president will be on hand for today's reopening of PR News in Washington.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Shot and killed.
Enjoy the smell of tear gas.
Heavy. Definitely heavy.
Anything with monosodium glutamate.
Oh.
I can't talk, I'm stark naked.
Tricky Dicky.
I met the Cray twins once. Compared to most successful politicians, and I've come across a few in my time, they were rank amateurs. I'll give you an aphorism. Politics is legalized crime, or crime by consent.
You're dripping ice cream on your suit.
Oh, yes, damn.
I've discovered I'm a psychopath.
Rubbish.
Caught with their pants down.
America means business. Think about it. When doors are opened and closed in the world today, the orders come from Washington.
The watchman watches in vain, unless the Lord guards the city.
It's attributed to St. Francis de Sales, but of course it comes from Psalm 127.
Kindly meant, I'm sure.
An interesting quotation. Kennedy put it into the speech he was going to deliver in Dallas the day he was hit in the head by a bullet. Half his brain blown across the street. That's America.
Temptation Island. Temptation Island.
Everybody has been burned before.
Plastic Assassin.
I'm not too fond of the Americans lately. The Americans are like the ancient Romans. They have exactly the same kind of bad taste. They see nothing unethical in wishing to dominate the world. Kennedy wanted to go to the moon because he was an idealist. Johnson wants to go because he's a vengeful bastard.
Why didn't somebody shoot that great big cow-punching Texan slob instead?
I've got a good face, a good bum, and that's it.
I work for the government. I kill people. I'm an assassin.
Come on. Love my good girl. Come on. Love my good girl.
I guess it just doesn't feel right.
Everybody can justify murder. The other fellow's on the other side, the other fellow's holding a gun. The other fellow's going to kill us if we don't kill him first.
I need to go to the bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom.
Jerusalem, 1961. The state of Israel put Adolf Eichmann on trial for war crimes. He was convicted, then executed. I thought Eichmann's defense was actually a pretty good one. I was obeying orders.
What are you people trying to do to me? Who the hell are you people?
I knew perfectly well what the bomb was for. It wasn't to finish the war. The war was as good as over. It was to keep the Russians in their corner, to make sure the USA came out on top. Everyone understood it, J. Robert Oppenheimer especially. Sheer arrogance. Oh, my dear fellow.
Temptation Island. I tried to find my own nirvana by gazing at the constellations.
He's paranoid. It's just very sad.
Norel Pref, friends. Speaking of the Kennedy assassination, friends, The Ultimate Sacrifice can now be yours. Actually, the book, Ultimate Sacrifice, by Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman is out now. And I have been waiting for this book for, well, I've known Lamar Waldron for about 17 years, and that's how long he's been working on Ultimate Sacrifice. It was finally published in hardback by Carroll and Graff Publishers, and you can find out all you need to know at a website called ultimatesacrificethebook.com. One word, Ultimate Sacrifice the Book. Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba and the Murder of JFK. Friends, it's a whole different look at the Kennedy assassination than what you may be used to. I can't even begin to go into the depths of the research and all of that, because this is the Hour of Slack, and the Kennedy assassination isn't slackful for everybody. But I've been I've been around it for a long time, and this is, you know, if you're really seriously looking for answers, you should definitely check out Ultimate Sacrifice. The case is not closed, but this one comes close. Ultimate Sacrifice, thebook.com. By the good Lamar Waldron and Thomas Hartman. Praise God.
Wherever you are, however you are, this is the VVVV.
Today, the US Senate have been torturing prisoners.
BBC News. The United States has said that it's bad. An Iraqi deputy interior minister had been paralyzed by three people in Hunan province. Others had had their skin peeled off during the BBC. The French Parliament has approved violent unrest in a number of French cities and towns. The Interior Minister told Parliament that he was beaten and stabbed in the capital, Tunis. The Tunisian government has denied that it was behind the organized United Nations attack on Wednesday. China says it's producing more than 100 million doses of bird flu and is producing more than 14 billion human deaths from bird flu in a day. The US government's announced it intends to take the grisly Interior Secretary Gail Norton off its list of endangered secretaries.
There is no Bob.
Or it's more like, there is no Bob!
Sure, they wish. Sometimes I wish that it was all just a made-up joke. Sometimes I wish there was no Bob. God, that would sure make life easier. I could just plan to die like everybody else. Oh, but this way it's like I've got a which kind of heaven I want to live in. Decisions, decisions, decisions.
But
just make up your mind. Butts, butts, butts.
One of the last remaining uneaten helper monkeys.
Monkeys, monkeys.
Roll one half strip of bacon.
Monkeys fly out of my butt.
The monkeys we had at the convention last year were great.
Reminded me of some damn funding technicality.
That figures.
Community outreach bulltish. So.
Bulltish.
What language was that in?
Friends, are you just too full of
bulltish? Just left my office.
Bulltish?
Have you just had it with all the bulltish?
The military
you
captain
everything
of the
is just
feel, you don't look bulletish.
Basically, every major fraternal, civic, and religious organization, the juvenile court judges,
sometimes I have to go through the shows and reverse the reverse cuss words so that they'll be suitable for the internet X-rated version.
Innumerable.
Yeah, but nobody. See, this show comes pre-cleaned.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you just talk about the bulletish,
for your protection,
you have to go through and reverse that tish sound so as to make it suitable for the internet.
Are you saying you want to listen to John Tish? Or?
No. It's a reverse psychology is what I was trying to use and get some...
But out here in Dealey Plaza, the dew is forming. It's 6 in the morning.
I began writing a biography.
Dealey Plaza? I thought this was...
Well, that's where we're shooting from today. Oh, Dealey Playa. Oh, you're right. Oh,
God,
I just in my mind. I know. There are all these different crossovers of subgenius.
Really, I went on to write a biography.
My mind is not my mind.
No.
My mind is not my mind.
My mind is not my mind.
Oh, and look at the little minds dancing now.
Step to your left and move towards the black freestanding panel. Directly in front.
And they are looking in the little
right there,
mirror.
Right in front of
They're
you.
Using the mind mirror to see themselves dancing
at or around the point.
And now, up there we go. Now they're just hitting the roof.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
Low-hanging stalactites.
Too many thoughts about
now,
Kennedy.
More than ever,
put your head down, Governor.
Your mind is a battleground.
And continue with the stills from a home movie taken by Dallas businessman Abraham Zapruder.
The invading armies of normalcy have already dug in on the beachhead of your desire for acceptance.
And before I was done, after the 7 years of work on this project, now we're in our 8th year.
Rent secure with Food Pick.
I was doing my own investigation based on all the new documents.
As the president was shot. I was standing across the street from Supreme Court Dealey Plaza.
Yes, you too can learn to edit without splicing.
Which is, not coincidentally, perilously close to your slack reserves.
Fabian, did you hear that?
Oh. Bend over and empty out those slack reserves, kids.
No.
Bob's here!
Do you hear me?
Freeze, Bob! Bob's here!
Bob is the drug.
It's the Bob show, kids!
Fabian.
Bob.
Can you hear me over the microphone?
Bob.
Bob.
Up.
They all ask whether you can hear them over the microphone, and you can't, but you always say you can.
This is moral decay.
Yeah, sure, we can hear
moral decay.
We can
so then you'll chop this show up and play it on your show, huh?
The onslaught of the communists.
Like a chop shot.
Well, there was one cut.
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob. 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 My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
What?
peace.
From PR News in Washington, I'm treating prisoners humanely. This is just the first step in the development of inhumane treatment of prisoners.
They're expected to adhere to the president for quite some time.
On Wall Street, 610-514-6244-1218. This is PR. A White spokesman says today's attack on lawyers could imperil efforts to protect the U.S. from PR News in Washington.
War? Honey, I've been thinking.
Oh, June, you just don't do things like that.
Well, I don't think...
Oh, June, just don't throw wet towels.
Osteoporosis.
Why wait?
Why wait? Fortunately, bone loss can be osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, proven to help bone loss and fractures of the spine.
Why wait?
Okay, and track 14. Now we're advancing into the Christmas part of the show.
Tubular bells.
Yeah.
Carry on, gentlemen. I have to take a pee. Peon. Peon.
You know, I tried to quit peeing
years ago and became a breatharian. That was when you were...
You know, I must have tried 150 times, and it just always gets the best of me. I always end up falling back, you know. Just,
It doesn't make any sense.
I just
sense.
Can't seem to stop.
Penis.
It's like it's got this...
He is such a peer.
It's got this hold on me.
He pees.
It's got a mind
day.
Of its own, if you will.
Bob, can't you free me from peeing? I suppose that could happen, but why would you want to? Because, really, is that time not what perhaps the one of the most relaxing times
time.
You have during your pathetic, hairy day, oh friend, oh working friend?
Just a moment of serenity. I've had better.
From PR News in Washington, I'm to face charges of treason. The White House's current chief economic advisor has agreed to acquire $21.5 billion in cash
for about $63.08.
The federal agency says it has a huge annual financial report today. Uganda's main opposition leader pledged he would be Alan Greenspan.
And will be guided solely by the political influences.
Greenspan gives Palestinians medical BO in Newark. His arrest comes after more than 3 weeks in the job. If convicted, Greenspan could face the PR penalty. On Wall Street, 4210-7220-3312-6. The Senate has rejected PR News in Washington.
March of premature babies. March of premature babies. But still, no one knows premature babies. Let's find the premature baby together. For information, visit premature babies.
And then they stole that idea for Last Action Hero, and the whole thing went down the
tube.
This guy has been overcome by the mushrooms of Fresno.
Is that like the Oye guy?
Yeah. This guy lives 8 blocks from the guy that stole the lectern.
What? Victor Cantu, that son of a pig! That pink! Pink! Conspiracy Duke! False sub genius jackass! Copyright 2005. But
who's Bob?
Bob is Phil in the blank.
Skip him down.
What is Bob?
How about Frank?
Yes,
is he there?
What's the answer to that question?
You'll be in extreme danger every minute.
And loving it. By that one. On the other hand, I could be wrong. I'm gonna try and forget you said that.
Would you believe?
of niceness and goodness have triumphed over the forces of evil and rottenness.
Norel Pref, friends, www.heavyconfetti.com.
From PR News in Washington, I'm taking the pain-killing drug. Germany's new foreign minister has been pounding Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today to improve relations between Germany and the United States. Federal prosecutors have wrapped up shopping this holiday season. President Bush will be shutting down South Dakota's state government to try to build momentum for his PR news.
Mr. Bush says he wants temporary legal working status.
The president says internet shopping may help reverse the gay culture in some American seminaries and lead to an even greater PR news in Washington.
Here's a PR news program.
The PR Corporation created Congress more than 30 years ago. The idea was Congress doles out money to PR radio stations. PR's broadcaster has the story.
Many conservatives have a liberal bias, especially in their PR news shows. For example, executives at PR are bent.
I think that is that from that.
And they point to strong Americans. PR officials note its weak audience has BS and PR.
We are constantly confused.
PR, it's fun.
If it's not, it should be.
Crazy.
You can say that.
Guys are crazy.
And that guy,
guys,
there's
doing
a
that stuff is crazy.
Why?
Why are you crazy?
You can say,
I see you outside the ship. What's wrong? I
keep. What? I'm the person.
I could swear I heard the ghost of Michael Pepe chattering.
Don't worry about it. It's just an illusion.
It's freaking me out.
This is just
does that
the,
happen
the
to everybody?
Was killed,
yeah, that, you could,
exactly. As the ship turns, as we leave the atmosphere,
and
you'll
yes,
appear to see
wrong.
Michael Pepe near you.
Just, oh, that's, yeah, that's gross.
I'm not coming,
hello?
Not getting on
is that
the
what
ship
they call space
they
punies? I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Hit my knee with a hammer.
The caller is feeling that right now, too.
I just got out of rehab. I'm here. I'm getting drunk.
It's like, no, it's called rehab, caller. It simply has to wear off.
Caller, is that you?
Diesel,
I'm Carter.
No, that's not him.
I just want to...
Hey, don't caller, talk. We thought you were the caller for a minute.
I am the caller.
That caller?
I just have an unusually good quality about. Phone.
Where can people get information on this, Reverend Stein?
So, a little bit of something just called Tom. Of course, the Subgenius website. Subgenius.com.
Dobstown, waiting for the Kool-Aid to come. Well, I'm sitting here in Dobstown, waiting for the Kool-Aid to come. Well, they don't have resistance, but you know the pamphlet will keep them deaf and dumb.
Dum, 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 dum.
I was sitting here,
because you can see my long hair and my Rastafari hair wearing everywhere.
Is that right?
Yes.
Rastafari number Rastafari 5 you're wearing?
Area.
I love that shit.
Smoke the ganja weed.
Oh, it's frat man.
I really have no need for all his squares.
Frat man.
Frat man, yes.
Yeah, smoke the frat.
So I... putting up resistance, but I know...
No, Bob Dobbs got no stairs.
Yeah, man, it's a hit. I know it's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit, man.
Sitting here in Dobbs
Town. Waiting for the Bob to come.
That's what I'm doing, man. I'm sitting here in Dobbs Town. Waiting for the Bob to come.
Where is the Bob now? See the Bob now. Putting up resistance, but I know he's going to leave me deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb.
That's right. When the Bob comes, he leave me deaf and dumb. I feel so good all over.
Jimmy Cliff don't hear us. Yeah. What we are doing to his song?
No, he won't give a shit, man. He's with Bob, smoking the ganja prop.
Yeah, he must be smoking ganja.
With the Bob in the Learjet.
With the Bob Learjet. In the Dobson in the Learjet.
Yeah, with the Dobson.
Oh, look, there's Werner Earhart over there. Werner, how you
Werner,
doing?
Yeah. Look, it's Jimmy Swaggart. He's over there
Jimmy
with Bob.
Swaggart.
There's Earl Roberts. There's Ronald Reagan. Look, how he's there with Bob. G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, Omar Gaddafi. Dancing.
Oh, my God, look, it's
with
Howard
Dancing.
Hughes. God, there's Walt Disney!
They were all just frozen in the can.
Glass Madness did that song, friends, from 1980.
From PR News in Washington, I'm accused of helping PR. President Bush has departed from the White House. The U.S. military says Dick Cheney's tainted.
Bob admitted he struggled to figure out what was going on in his head.
Confused for a while.
On Wall Street, 310-545-64. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is accused of illegal PR News, Washington.
I can see the monitor. Reverend stands down at the studio. He's answering questions from the caller at this time.
If you have an appetite for bone meal,
I have an appetite for donuts or beef jerky.
Me too.
I like bacon pie. 40 minutes. Sir,
bacon pie.
I can
pie.
See that.
Some
bacon
sweet potato pie.
Just when
man.
I have the greatest broadcast in history lined up.
Bacon us. Pie.
Bacon pie.
Man, when was the last time you had a steaming bacon pie?
Cucumber sticks, bears of onion, carrot sticks.
Well, you won't let me talk. Fine,
juicy old bacon.
Okay, please
Jesus
speak
pie.
With us now.
Just like Ma used to make down south.
Don't the old days. Reverend Stan.
We're hearing you. We hear everything. It's just that we can't talk to everybody.
Reverend Stan's made her hang up. It's your fault.
Well, he's not paying attention.
Who? What?
Never mind. Go on with your
somebody said trial. Something about, yeah, I it's just, I get this Pepsi.
Is anybody
with the bacon.
Listening?
Yes, we had a delicate female caller trying to get through. They're so rare, so rare, okay. So rare. And we just ignored her, basically.
The good.
Poor dear.
But then again, she probably wasn't.
You got to speak up.
Maybe we, yeah, and also maybe we should just let Queen of UFOs speak to her when she comes back.
I don't think she was part of the call.
And calls 848-4425. All the better.
There she is again.
Please do call back,
I hope
dear.
That she's not part of the cult. I would much rather speak to people
We'd
who are not.
We'd love to have you.
Like me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, people who are part of the cult have already sent him.
That's singing to the choir, babe.
They're used up. They're burned out. They're old flesh.
Their little souls are inside these aluminum containers inside the rocket ship, ready to go.
You have to go to the children.
Well, actually, they're still in my basement. I'm sorry.
Have we heard this before?
I was trying to make
it
sound a little more exciting. Yeah, go ahead, please, and join us as we dance around the radio show floor.
From PR News in Washington, I'm developing nuclear weapons in a facility in Russia. The White House has fired explosives at Congressman John Murtha after the Pennsylvania Democrats blew themselves up. A U.S. commander says another two turds failed to break through a bag on Wall Street, 810-712-122. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan says this is PR. Steve reports on the effort to fund preschool for all Democrats.
He's gathered a million proposed poor preschool programs.
President Bush says he supports Russia's proposal aimed at keeping Iran in Russia. Today, directivist Rob Reiner, strapped with explosives, continues asking for more than $5 at two Shiite mosques in Cuba. Human rights experts with the United Nations say they will not visit PR News in Russia.